B-Pod Studios.
After a long day, don't trust your sports to just anyone.
That's right, man.
Adam Jones. Yeah. Nights on the Sports Hub.
Zolak.
Here's a question. Yeah. Does that attract the female or the male?
Bertrand.
That seems unlikely just based on you don't think a turkey can go that fast.
Zolak and Bertrand.
98.5 Sports Hub.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun.
Trying to find the cookie tie in here.
Don't find any tie.
Don't know why we went in this direction.
The hell, you're going
sailing into the Mystic. Van Morrison.
No real reason.
No. Oh. Sailors cry. Chips Ahoy. There it is.
There it is.
There's the tie.
Ahoy! I was on a boat. Yep.
Whew. I did not think we would light the world on fire today with these cookie takes, but here we are.
Here we are.
Are we doing more?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Arnie, how do you?
You want to do this? You want to talk Red Sox?
How do you
what do you want to
the
do?
Fact that we brought this up, and now we've gotten hundreds of tweets and dozens of phone calls, and we can't even get a single line open.
Okay.
Sometimes you strike a nerve, and you just got to run with it.
Our listeners know what they want to talk about. And when they know it, we always say play the hits.
I haven't had one of these in a long time, but thank you to B. Malone on Twitter, who said lemon coolers. You remember the lemon cooler cookie?
No, I do not.
Nope. It's kind of got the powdered sugar on top.
Oh, yeah. It's soft.
You can buy them, you know, it's a type of cookie. You can buy, you know, various brands of lemon coolers, but they are delightful.
I've got an unpopular cookie take.
I used to lick the powder off the top of those.
Vienna
and
fingers.
Eat them as a kid.
And then put them back?
No, it's not like that. That movie Road Trip where you licked it off the French toast to put it back in to heat it up.
Vienna fingers, yay or nay?
Nay.
Sure.
Nay.
I'm a thumbs up on those.
Yeah, I'll take some Vienna fingers. Yeah.
Your fingers up. Yeah. Vienna fingers.
Yeah. I mean, that's sort of a cookie you got to dunk in some milk, though.
Yeah.
It's a little dry. Once you do that, I think you're in business.
It's like that biscotti on an airplane. It's like you better have like a cup of coffee or something to go with it. But okay.
Yeah, sometimes a cookie requires that. I can't believe how long people have been waiting online on the phones for this.
Okay.
Barry in Attleboro, go ahead.
Hi, Barry.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First time caller.
Let's talk cookies.
I got to go with the Lorna Doone.
Really?
Love them.
The Lorna Doone's a simple pleasure for you, huh?
You know what's good with those cookies, too? You can take them and put them on the bottom of your chair so they don't scratch your hardwood floors. They're perfect for that. Get four of those suckers, put them on a pointy...
little glue.
Yep, a little glue, and they'll slide right across your wood floor.
Yep. They've been making Lorna Doones for 110 years.
Telling you. Hospitals are keeping the business afloat. I can only imagine
airlines
the
too.
Pallets full of Lorna Doones that get dropped on the loading docks at hospitals across this city and region.
You know what? I think we had them on Allegiant when we flew Allegiant this year.
Maybe because the original recipe came from Ireland, I'm reading, and here in Boston, maybe the Lorna Doone is more popular than other parts of the country.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe it's like bread in a can. You have Franks and beans and bread in a can. It's like a traditional meal you had
bread.
Back in the day. The brown bread, yeah.
Told you about that.
Gotta have that dip
you guys
in the
thought
beans.
I was crazy when I told you about that. I'm like,
hell of a meal.
Paul's in the car on cookies. Paul.
Boys, happy Wednesday.
Damn right.
Hump day.
I don't know if you ever had them, but the best cookie in the game. They only come out Thanksgiving and Christmas time are the white fudge dipped Oreos. Ooh. If you haven't had them, make it a point this year. They only come out about 2 months. Best cookie in the game, no doubt.
I thought you were going to say the Pizzelles. You know, the Italian press cookie
with the
powder.
I've had them.
It's almost too much.
It's too much.
It's too much.
It's overkill.
It's too overkill. Rich.
Sounds too rich.
It sounds stupid to say that because you could probably have five Oreos, no problem. But you eat one of those and you're like, wow, that's a lot.
It's the white fudge.
Hurts your teeth. It's so sweet.
But for some reason, I can crush minimum of two of those Montelio's cookies every Patriots home game and feel like $1 million bucks.
And then if you get a cup of coffee with it, forget it.
Oh, yeah. But if I have like one white fudge dipped Oreo, I'm like, oh, I don't want to be a glutton.
That's funny. I think I'll take half the cookie and leave the other half because I'm like, I don't want the whole cookie because it's so big. Then I'll go back out and the half cookie will still be there and I'll eat the other half.
And then you eat it.
Of course. Yeah. We've all done that.
Ryan's in Douglas. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I don't know. Did anyone mention Thin Mints? Girl Scout cookie Thin Mints?
So we did have a call, Ryan, about Girl Scout cookies. Not
like
specifically
mint.
On Thin Mints, but...
I don't like peppermint patties. I like anything
them.
Mint.
They're tremendous. I feel like it's an unfair advantage for those Girl Scout cookies to be sitting on this debate. They're not regularly on the shelf. They're not on the shelf ever, actually. It might be a little stand at the front of the store when they set up. Dred's in the car. Dred.
Hey, guys. I don't know if anybody said this, but you can definitely polish a whole box of these off. It's the Edamame small chocolate chip cookies.
Oh.
I remember I used to eat those all the time when my nanny used to get them, and I swear you could finish a whole box easily.
Excellent call. Good call on the Entenmann's.
You know what? But they're not like individually stacked. The nice thing about them is they're actually in the box. You lift the lid of the box and they're just all scattered now.
Feels classier that way.
Tell you what, though, those are hit or miss. You either get them and they're soft and they were recently delivered, or they've been sitting on the shelf and they're hard as a rock.
I kind of get annoyed with the clear separate packaging tray that comes in the cookies because it feels like once you eat a couple, like. They're taking one over me. Like this is like cheaply done.
It's a lot of work to like pull that tray out.
I feel like I'm eating a highly processed cookie, like from some plant. Where Entenmann's, it feels like it's a little more time and care is put into it.
Well, they figured it out with the Chips Ahoy and other ones too. I'm sure where they got the peel back thing on top, right? It kind of it's the press and seal.
Self-sealing.
Oreo has that now too.
Yeah, it's nice.
You usually have to rip the side of the bag of Oreo. Now they have that top that peels back.
Well, Dave's in Winchester. Hey, Dave.
Packaging.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey. I guess I got a question about the the inability to possibly retain Pastrnak, and I obviously want to retain the player. I called yesterday to the 2-6 show, and Felge was saying that
all they wanted to talk about was cookies, right?
And he was saying it's not that he doesn't want to play here; it's a money issue, and I have to bring it back to I really believe that it's Sweeney not surrounding.
It's going to be a money issue. It's going to be a money issue. He's going to get paid bank. That dude's going to make a ton of money. Yeah, it's going to be a money issue.
No, I think it's going to come. Well, no, I think it's
if they
not,
give him the more money, if they give him more money than what he thinks he potentially make, what his agent tells him on the open market, he's going
to
sign.
First of all, why are they having a meeting to figure out if he wants to play here? As it's been portrayed by some reports.
They were probably waiting on Bergeron. That was all put out there before Bergeron.
The Bergeron, the Krejci element, all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that is short-lived. If he's signing a long-term deal, that's going to impact him for very little of his contract. So I bet his question for the team is, if I'm signing here, what happens when these guys are done?
That's a big one.
I'm not sure it is a money issue because the money is going to be the money. They know what the market's going to be. He knows what the market is going to be. It's big-time dollars. And he can get it in a lot of different places. So I don't fault him for saying to the Bruins, what the hell is your plan? Why do I want to be a Bruin? That doesn't make him a bad guy in this situation. That makes him a guy who wants to win and wants to know what the future of this team is. So I don't think it's just a money thing. I think it does come down to why do I want to play here? Why do I want to be here? And why do I want to commit right now? I'd rather play out the year and test the market. And see if there's a much better team that's positioned to win at some point in the next 6 or 7 years. Maybe that's what I want to be looking at. And it's not unfair for him to do that.
And more on topic, I pulled up a recipe on Czechoslovakian cookies. As long as we're talking about David Pastrnak, there's a spicy bar cookie that has a crunch of pecans and a jam filling. And you cut them into bars and they look very nice. So... we'll add those into the mix. Kind of get us back on topic, if you don't mind.
Please.
Pastrnak question.
Please. More of that next.
Solak and Bertrand. Middays. 98.5 Sports.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Rigmarole.
I don't think I can say it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right. If you want to know the real deal about the three, we're going to take it with triple trouble, y'all. We're going to bring you up to speed. Check it out. Because I'm a spatializer, prime revisor. Ain't selling out to advertisers. What you get is what you see. Come on. And you won't see me in the advertising. See, I like to party, not drink Bacardi. Because I'm not looking cheap, don't want for nobody. No, from a steal, who really wouldn't deal.
What happened to the calls? You clear them out? What happened?
Ah, they all dropped off.
That Pasternak call screwed it up for everybody. Or did the phones break? No, I'm not kidding. To have seven calls drop off in one break? When does that ever happen? That doesn't happen. I can't ever recall losing seven calls in one break, ever. Can you?
No, it's never happened before. Phone system went down.
Try calling. Yeah. See if it's broken.
Yeah, why not? Watch this.
By the way, Beetle, as they clear out the office here, I found this in one of the discard piles. The first dollar ever made at the midday market.
Yeah, that should go to the new office.
It should go to the new office. Would you care to guess the date that we made our first dollar at the midday market?
I'm going to go with November 6th.
It was October 4th.
Oh.
Mm. So it lasted about, what, 8 months?
Yeah. It was good while it lasted. Yeah, we provided a service.
Had a good run.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard an all-time thing out in the hall.
I've got a stack of ones at my house that's about $150 that I'm hanging on to for the next time I hit a strip club, you know?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm out in the hallway, and this was in the bathroom for a while, came out. Mark Capello, our outstanding producer for the Patriots radio network, is there. I'm like, what the hell are you doing here? He goes, I'm working Felger and Mass.
Oh, yeah, he's producing. Wow.
This could be one opinionated show.
He's going to be behind the glass today.
Yeah, and people are going to call him like, ah, what do you want? What do you want to talk about? I'll talk about that.
I hope he goes on mic.
I hope he goes crazy.
I mean, he's not afraid to. We know that.
They should leave his mic on the entire time. Felger might lose his mind, but like, leave his mic on the entire time. Because he is so opinionated.
What a great development that
this
is.
This is great. Oh, all the Bruins and Patriots takes? It's going to be good. Oh, phone lines are loaded.
Oh, my God. If we could get him on the Bruins today to get him fired up about that.
Yeah.
The calls are back. So
all of them.
All of them. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
We get the French flag going. Your call is important to us. All right. We've got Red Sox calls. We've got cookie calls, mostly cookie calls, I won't lie. Mark in Worcester. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Beetle. Just wanted to correct you. Apparently, you can actually buy Thin Mints in Walmart all year round. I was maybe stumbling through Walmart after partaking in what Big Jim Murray does, and I stumbled upon it. I was like, wait a second. Is this real? So just wanted to throw that out there. Have a good one, guys.
Thin Mints are a year-round cookie at Walmart.
Huh.
That's interesting.
Actual Girl Scout Thin Mints?
Yeah, it's a pretty good cookie.
Well, no, I'm sure they're not branded as such, but they are available.
The fact he brings
up
Walmart.
If it's the same product inside the package, what does it matter what they're branded as?
The fact he brings up Walmart, like, not that it's cheap or anything, but, like, what's a good cheap cookie? Like, the unbranded, the real long thin package of the chocolate, vanilla, and lemon cookies. They're just wafer cookies, but they're cheap.
At Walmart?
Like $2. It could be any store.
Well, you know, that's an interesting place because that's where you got to go for just the berries.
Right.
Yeah. Derek.
You know, they've got a number of products that are not available in other spots. Joey in Kingston, welcome back.
Hi.
Hey, gents. How you doing?
Good.
So, B, in your neck of the woods, have you ever been to Fork in the Road in Pembroke?
No.
Okay. Well, it's on 27 in Pembroke. It's a little mom and pop shop. So two things. They have a sandwich called the Montclair, which is right up your alley.
Okay.
But the woman there, too, she makes these homemade cookies, usually about like, you know, five of them, and they're good-sized cookies. She makes a peanut butter cookie with Reese's peanut butter cups baked in.
Mm.
I stop by, and they're good-sized cookies. I got one fresh out of the oven last week. Big, soft, chewy. I mean, to die for.
Yeah.
You got to make it down there, B.
Okay.
But that's not like the prepackaged ones, yeah.
No, that sounds, again, like that sounds like it's unfair to bring into the debate.
Yeah. It's like saying, hey, I went to this bakery down in Falmouth.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Yeah.
There's
a million of them.
Those are cookies that are made with love. I'm talking about cookies that are made on an assembly line.
Giardi's coming at you on Twitter, says your cookie takes are terrible, so.
Whatever. He's listening. Like always. He listens here and goes on elsewhere.
Good comeback, so. Good comeback.
Yeah, listen here, go on elsewhere.
Yeah. Does Volan have anything on Zoe's cookie takes while we're at it?
I heard personally,
yeah,
from let's just call him a Patriot staffer.
Oh, okay.
Who says?
I think I got the same text.
Who says your take on not bringing cookies to a cookout is one of the worst things ever uttered into a microphone?
Not like a hot cookie sitting on a picnic table, boy.
This person said reason number 111 why Zoe is out of his mind.
Hey, bring fruit salad. Bring watermelon. Bring pineapples. Bring cantaloupe. Bring coleslaw. Bring macaroni salad. Bring egg salad. Bring potato salad. Bring Capri salad. Bring any salad.
And if you're Paul Perillo, you should also bring the cookies. He says you're out of your mind.
I couldn't sit there to cook out and eat cookies. That's gross.
He lays it all out, too,
perfectly.
Like what?
You go to a cookout, burger, dog, some tips, some pasta salad, some watermelon. Top it off with a chocolate chip cookie. As the great Jimmy V might say, now that's a good day. He ain't wrong.
I've never done that.
Oh, my God. If
I've you had cookies,
like a tub of chocolate chip cookies sitting out on the table, you know, kind of at the end. Did you have any cookies at our golf tournament?
I did not.
Yeah, because you don't like sweets, you big weirdo. You're a glutton for literally everything
else
in life.
I went back for four servings of that coleslaw they had. And I actually took some of the sauce off the chicken, that barbecue chicken, and put it on the coleslaw. Made it better.
How do we feel about grandma's cookies? You know, the two-pack packages mostly?
Oh, yeah. They're sort of overrated.
They don't count.
They're not as good as they should be.
Yeah.
No, and they don't count because you need the full packaging. Like, the individually wrapped and, you know, those doubles.
But I do like the vanilla cream grandma's cookies.
Yeah.
And I like
those are good.
I like the oatmeal raisin, but they're...
We had those vanilla cream ones in the midday market for a bit, and Milliken was crushing bags of them every day.
The mini sandwich creams?
Yeah, the miniature ones. He was eating like three bags a day.
Grandma's mini sandwich creams. That's right.
They sell it in a full size, like Oreo size, too.
But he kept the midday market afloat
I was like, wow, Milliken's buying up all the cookies.
$2 a day, guaranteed.
Save money, go buy the cookies and bring them in himself.
No.
Rick is in the van. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, Zoe, you were spot on with the sides at the cookout.
Thank you.
Cold sides, grilled meats, hard pass on the cookies.
Thank you.
All right, well, you two.
And I think the people that show up with the cookies cheap out on that. Like, hey, I bought the $4.99 cookie. See?
What do you want them to show up with?
I don't know. Bring some steaks. Bring some corn on the cob.
Okay, but if you're hosting the cookout...
I provide most of it, yes.
Then you absolutely provide the major...
Bring some beer.
Unless you coordinate with the person who's hosting, you're not bringing meats like on an ounce.
Yeah.
But hey, look, I brought
seltzers.
Turkey tips. What the hell am I supposed to do with those? The grill is full with food that people actually want to eat.
Right.
Why don't you throw your turkey tips in the trash and save me the trouble of grilling them first?
Ron in New Hampshire. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys. Listen to your show about the cookies. You guys are making me laugh. I'm diabetic, so I can only eat so much, but I love all cookies. Now, the other thing is at Subway, their cookies are nice and soft. I'll actually bring one home, put it in the toaster oven, give a nice crisp to it, and have it with a glass of milk. Last thing is, my sister-in-law makes a sour cream chocolate chunk cookie with walnuts. It's out of this world.
Yeah, but you're talking about personally baked cookies.
Thank
and
you
tweaking things. That's me, like Ron, saying, I like Chinese food, and I like reheating in the toaster oven the next day.
Well, yeah, it's put
Chinese food the next day in an air oven.
Soft cookie from Subway and ruin it by throwing it in your air fryer. What the hell are you doing? No.
But that's not even a prepackaged cookie.
The way it is.
It's an individualized cookie.
Wendy's doesn't have bad cookies. I had a Wendy's cookie recently.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Well, it came free with a kid's meal. I'm like, give me that. I paid for it.
I love Wendy's. I went to Wendy's the other day.
Wait, your kids are still getting kids' meals?
Do you know they have like a $5 grab bag?
Every once in a while, they will.
Like with a toy?
No, but I don't think there's a toy in the Wendy's one. But it's like, you know, the kids thing.
They got that $5 bag. Like you get the burger, you got a burger, you get chicken fingers, you get French fries, you get a drink, you get all that. $5 in a bag.
And get the cookie is all I'm saying.
Matt's in Waltham. Hi, Matt.
Yeah, hi, guys. Yeah. I haven't heard anybody mention Otis Spunkmeyer.
It's like a red package, right? It's like soft baked cookies.
He just wanted to say Otis Spunkmeyer.
What's his name, Spunkmeyer?
Yeah, and when I was in middle school, this was a while ago, they used to keep him under like a heat lamp and these wax paper.
Yeah.
And it would melt the chocolate chips. Oh, my God, it was great.
Yeah, I've had a Otis Spunkmeyer chocolate chip.
I think he was serious. I don't think he just wanted to say that. I think he's really into the Spunkmeyers.
He's a Spunkmeyer fan.
The Spunkmeyer ones are the ones that they melted to the foil.
Pete in Rockland. What's up, Pete?
Hey, Pete.
Hey guys. I don't know. Anyone said Milano cookies yet?
No. Yeah, we've had like five or six of those.
Yeah.
What about Petridge Farm, remember?
On the subject of Derek and cereals, Cookie Crisp? Anybody like Cookie Crisp cereal?
I don't think I've ever even had it.
Nah.
I've tried it.
The idea of it is terrible.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
The milk doesn't permeate it the right way.
Nah, it doesn't.
Maybe it's got that coating on it that...
The cereal
no,
it's varnish?
Not. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The Clark Griswold cereal.
Clark
varnish?
Griswold invented.
Yeah. It's like, why wouldn't you want the milk to permeate the cereal a little bit?
Enough. Just a little bit.
Right.
Too much. And it gets soft. Turns a mush.
Dennis in Rockland. Another Rockland call. Go ahead.
Hey, Beetle. I know why they serve the Lona Dunes at the hospital.
Why is that?
If you're on a restricted diet, cardio or diabetic, the Lorna Dunes are the least of the bad. So when they give you a menu thing, they have less sugar, less carbohydrates. So that's why you see Lorna Dunes off it, you know, because you can't get the brownie if you have a cardio or a diabetic issue.
Interesting. Thank you, Dennis. That gives us some sort of idea as to why the hell they're everywhere in that setting.
You use them for a lot of things.
I mean, it makes sense. Like if you're
no, just
it would be a little weird if the hospital was like, here, have a double stuffed Oreo.
Yeah. You got that table at home, it kind of wobbles. You can take a couple of those Lorna Dunes, put them right underneath.
Just 100.
But it's not a bad cookie, though. Have you had them?
Just 100.
They're not terrible.
I told you, they gave it to us on the Legion. I think it was when we flew it.
Yeah, part of their marketing says just 100 calories per package in these prepackaged things and 0 grams of trans fat.
Huh.
These cookies make a healthy addition to your establishment.
Let's slow down.
No, it's health food, Beetle.
I don't know about that.
It's health food.
Robbie in New Hampshire. Robbie.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I got three really quick things, all cookie-related. First, Keebler pretty much makes an exact copy of all Girl Scout cookies, and they're sold like everywhere, and they often have way more in the package than a Girl Scout cookie package. So good hookup there. Second thing, I really like those really buttery kind of shortbread cookies with a little bit of like strawberry jelly in between the two shortbread cookies.
Yes.
Those are delicious.
Yeah. Knott's Berry Farm.
And then the last thing is I agree with Zoe that cookies shouldn't be at cookouts, but only because whenever you go to a cookout, it's always those like super soft, bad, sugary cookies with really cheap frosting on top.
Yep, and they can put the frosting on with the sprinkles and all that crap.
They're just terrible. They taste so bad.
Yeah, wash that down with a beer or a seltzer.
If you're going to show up at a cookout with the very bland, like frosted cookie, and you see these in bakeries a lot. It's like, oh, these have colorful frostings on them. You bite into one, you're like, this kind of sucks. Yeah. This is
like
not a good
cookie. That's terrible.
Yeah, don't show up with those.
But you do it because it's red, white, and blue, and you're going to be you want to be patriotic. So you're going to buy the baked cookie and just don't come to the cookout. Stay away.
So now you're not even allowed to go.
There'd be less people in my house. Be happier.
Well,
have we exhausted it?
No, we haven't because the phone lines are still lit. So we'll do another segment.
We're
going to get to today's takeaway.
We do.
This debate rages on. The cookie debate. Wow. More of it next.
Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Used to have the trainer slap him before every game.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Slap me, come on. Slap me harder.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
At Top Shelf, that'll be Top Shelf Cookies, already delivering cookies to us.
This is the part of the show.
I mean,
hand delivered.
Man, oh man, topshelfcookies.com is where you go.
Could you zoom in on those
Boston's
suckers?
Craft Cookie Company. She wrote, fellas, awesome. It breaks my heart to hear this prepackaged talk. Mm. Here's the good stuff. Love, Heather. Top Shelf Cookies. And as I said just moments ago.
Look at the packaging. Like.
Those types of cookies are made with love.
Yeah.
When you start talking about local bakeries, local stores, we weren't trying to disrespect you. It's just it's an obvious statement that your cookies would be superior to anything prepackaged on the shelf.
They're really good. That was a good cookie.
Fabulous.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow.
You didn't eat that blueberry one, did you?
No.
I ate the rest of the half of it.
Okay. Yeah, can I have the...
Give him a box.
Just a lovely
box.
I'll
wait until the break. I'll wait until the break.
We should start talking about best milk out there and see who brings us the best cold milk. But I want glass bottle.
Is that the rest of the oatmeal raisin you took? That's a good cookie. Yeah,
here,
good
cookie. Pass those over.
Who can bring us the best martini? I wonder. What's
oh, my God.
Blue cheese olives, please.
Yep. Hand-stuffed. None of that pre-bought stuff.
I've been with Zoe, and he demands his blue cheese olives.
Oh, my God. And they stuff
them
in the
blue cheese olives? I don't know. Well, can you make them?
Do you have blue cheese? Yes, we put on salad. Do you have olives? You can stuff them.
And then put them in my martini,
and
please.
You get they nice tip. It. And you get a nice tip. And you do. Mm-mm-mm.
Michelle and Hingham. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, guys. Huge fan of the show. I agree with Zoe about the no cookies at the cookout. A little too heavy.
Yeah. Too much.
After all that meat. But... have you tried like a fruit, like an ambrosia? My mother makes this thing where you just put mini marshmallows, heavy whipping cream.
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
We're doing desserts at cookout.
Summertime desserts now?
Yeah. You just complained that the cookies are too heavy, and now you want to do heavy whipping cream with ambrosia at a cookout. Your mother sounds like a lovely woman. Please give her my best and keep that off my cookout table. a bucket of cookies from Shaw's will suffice. Thank you.
I'd rather have
ambrosia.
One of those glass bowls that you line with the lady fingers and you put the pudding in. What's the name of that? The pudding with the lady
fingers? Thanks for the call, Michelle.
Lady fingers outline the outside of the bowl.
Yeah, lady finger pudding.
The pudding and the graham cracker. Oh, my God.
A little whipped cream.
Oh, you know who we could really talk to on this?
Who?
Who might be a good resource?
Topello. He loves desserts. He's a dessert nut. Yeah. Cookie nut.
Well, you only
Jim
say
Murray.
That
Jim Murray knows.
What? Who could we talk
to? The cookies.
Oh, he brought in some Tates. He brought in Tates. I knew he'd bring it.
Unbelievable.
I've had this. You guys try these. Try the Tates.
Right. Oh, my God.
They're a prepackaged cookie. Try
Jim.
Try the Tates.
Take the top
I got to check my Tates buds.
And take those back at the producer's studio,
I told you.
Please,
I said,
those
wow. Guys Jim, did you hear what I said? That it's almost unfair that we include it in the debate because it's a high-end cookie.
Okay.
It's a little bit pricier. It's a high-end cookie.
But you get what you pay for.
It's a terrific product.
You get what you pay for.
You know,
these are opened.
Well, yeah, you obviously had some.
Yeah. Okay.
He just opened
it's just a taste.
Oh, did you take a whole package out?
I didn't take anything. I didn't touch anything.
Oh, I think he was saying that there was still an unopened package on the inside.
In oh, okay.
Right there. That's unopened. Yeah. Oh, this is great. It's like an unboxing.
It does not feel like a soft cookie.
Right, it's not. It's not a soft cookie, but it's...
This is Tate's Bake Shop from Southampton, New York. Uniquely crispy, deeply delicious chocolate chip cookie.
The Tate's awesome.
I think it's like a macadamia nut one they have that's... I don't even like that, but it's good.
Yeah. How's that taste?
That's a good cookie.
You
right?
can finish getting your calls in. 16 more minutes till sports takes back over.
It's
the,
a crunchy cookie, but it's a good one. Tate's comes in a green bag.
That's a good cookie.
Yeah. Nick in the truck. Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I want to mention the chocolate chip cookie. What about the Entenmann's? You know those ones in the white box?
Yep.
Like medium size? What about those?
Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah, those work.
We covered that a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. We're on board with that. Jeremy in Watertown. Jeremy.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, guy? What's up, Zoe?
What's up?
Hey, man, old school Italian bakery macaroons, right? So the one, the coconut one with the cherry on top.
That's
the
good best.
To me. You know who that's good? He sells them in quantities, BJ's. Nice big packages of macaroons.
How do you know that? You've been over there.
I bought them before. They have the coconut ones, all
By
that.
By the way, do you know who is so jealous of this show today?
Who?
It is James Stewart.
James Stewart.
He so badly wants to be producing off the road. This show today. He so badly wants to be in on this with us.
He said this is something we would never do. Okay.
I just had a bite of the top shelf blueberry.
You're a big blueberry guy. You love blueberry.
Blueberry muffins.
You could still taste the blueberry after you eat it.
Nick and Quincy. Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
I don't know if you guys covered this. I think the Shaw's got the softest, most delicious cookies around.
So they've got a great bakery cookie, but we're excluding the bakery cookies from the conversation.
We should, but we shouldn't. We should, but we should.
I think there's some lemon in that.
A little hint of lemon in there.
Oh, probably the zest of the lemon.
A little lemon zest. Yes,
most of the good
took
cooks.
Took the words out of my mouth. So.
They don't really put the lemon in. They get that thing. It scrapes the zest like it's a long, skinny thing.
Yeah.
You
nailed it.
Yeah.
A lemon zest.
John and Woburn. John.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I'm not saying I like these cookies, but they're worth a talk. The Choco Chip by Peggy Larson.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. We already brought this.
Peggy Lawton. Lawton. Lawton.
Yeah. Is she a skater?
I dated Peggy Lawton in high school.
Is she a skater?
We both went to Bridgewater for 2 years, but then her family moved.
That was back when it was Bridgewater Aggie.
Oh.
Matt's in Hampton. What's up, Matt?
Hey, first off, the Ladyfinger dessert is a trifle.
Yes!
Okay? Trifle. I could come up. Thank you.
And the other one is very secretly Famous Amos chocolate chip cookies.
Another dry cookie that is good.
Another dry one that is good. I agree with you on that.
Agreed.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Milk for everybody.
Okay. All right.
Milk
for everyone.
We should do milk day. Maybe we'll do milk tomorrow.
How long can we keep a conversation going on milk?
8 hours.
I don't know. Two shows worth?
So many things you could do with milk.
Quick, name your favorite milks.
Thursday and Friday. Go. Strawberry.
I go with Gaelic Farms. Gaelic Farms is one of my favorites. Kids Like Horizon.
I'm sorry, what farms?
Gaelic.
I think it's Gaelic, but okay.
Gaelic? Oh, yeah. I thought it was Gaelic.
I always say Gaelic. Like a gorilla.
Yeah. I mispronounce things. What are you going to do? Happens all the time. Hood's good.
Hood.
Hood's a good one.
Milk
talk. Yep. Somebody, you can make all kind of, you make ice cream with it. You know? Butter.
Sure.
Yep.
Favorite brand of butter. Go.
Oh, God, I go Land O'Lakes.
Salted.
Land O'Lakes with canola oil spreadable. Yeah. I hate the unsalted. I like salted butter.
Is there another brand other than store brand?
No, but they do think they you should cook that.
Store brand.
Cook with unsalted butter because it ruins the taste and it also could potentially burn the food.
Oh, yeah, for like recipes. Right.
Yeah, you
got to
go unsalted.
Without the salt.
You know, don't because then we're going to get all the boutique butter stores in and around
Boston.
Oh,
my God.
Their feelings are going to get hurt.
Does anybody else's family bite the butter stick and put it back?
No.
We've talked that?
That's
that?
Only in the Zolak household.
One person. Have you ever heard of these people that dig up colonial butter in their backyard?
What?
Have you ever heard of this?
You mean dig it or churn it?
Because that's how they would make the butter. They would store the butter in the ground.
Okay.
Really?
And the butter hundreds of years later is still in the ground.
Shut up.
If
you go down deep enough,
is it in a butter churn or something?
No, it's just in the dirt.
If you go down deep enough, you could chill it. I watch a Homeland Rescue, and sometimes when you're out on the grid and you don't have a fridge or you don't have electricity, you dig a deep enough hole to build your shed in, and it becomes your storage for your provisions to keep there. And the cool ground keeps it chilled to 37 degrees if you go deep enough.
I had no idea. I've never heard of that. That's crazy.
Learned about turtles today, too. You know? I watch these weird shows, man. Don't bring a cookie to my cookout. Tell you that.
You have to be invited first.
Damn right.
So far, that hasn't been an issue, so I guess I don't have to worry about it.
I thought about it the other day when it was hot. I was in the pool. I said, should invite Hardy over to swim with the kids. Yeah, this kid's got the job, though.
You did earlier this spring. Yeah, you did invite us once. Yeah.
Brett's in Rhode Island. Hey, Brett.
Hey.
Hey, Joe.
What? What?
I have a stupid joke for you.
Okay.
Why did the cookie cry?
I don't know. Why?
Because his mother was away for so long.
His mother was
away for so long?
Her mother was away
for... A wafer?
Wafer.
So long.
Oh, the mother was away for so long. I got it. She just got back home.
With that, we move on to today's takeaways.
Oh, no. Get him back on the phone. Maybe he's got more jokes.
Coming up next.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak Bertrand. And the guy who has to put up with both of them. Hardy.
Hey, nice shirt. Where'd you get that? At the crappy shirt store? Just kidding. How you doing?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Hardy. How you doing?
98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Wake 180 Weight Loss this summer, whether you're vacationing on the Cape, in Canada, or the Caribbean. Start and continue reaching your summer goals with Awakens 180 virtual program. Check it out at awaken180weightloss.com.
Hardy was just looking up. I knew I had read a story about this. A guy in Ireland who found a 22-pound lump of butter in a bog that was 2,000 years old.
Jesus.
And experts say it is technically still edible.
Did it melt?
No, look at it. It looks like a giant piece of hard butter that was buried in the ground.
It does look like hard butter.
It is. Just looks like a massive piece of butter. So maybe when you make a trip overseas, you can make a quick stop and do a quick, dig.
Well, yeah, you can. And like all over the country, you're allowed to like, what do they call them? Ramblers? People who walk across, sure. You know, it's like, you know, no fences. Everyone's allowed to walk everywhere. And we'll just, take a... You know, maybe a hiking stick with me and just poke around, try and find some butter.
You ever eat, I can't believe it's not butter, or like country crotch?
Yeah.
Like country crock?
Country.
It's not like it doesn't do the butter. It doesn't do the butter justice.
Yeah, let's get to this. The takeaway from today, as we continue to learn things on this program, that's what it's about. It's about education. So
when we say Disney Beach Vero down there, we have to shut our blinds because the turtles come to light at night and then when they're nesting in there. So they have to make sure they come around, knock on your door, make sure your blinds are closed.
And the turtles do?
The turtles come. It's factual. Yeah. It's signs everywhere all over the resort.
How did they even make a sound? The flipper? I wouldn't think it would make loud enough.
They don't knock
on
your door. They come offshore. Like they see light and they come offshore.
They bang their shell up against the door?
It takes them forever to get up there. Hey, we're here. Anybody? Look it up. It's factual. Turtles. I'm pretty good with the quarters.
Well, I just have a question.
I have so many.
Why is that necessarily a bad thing that they come toward the light?
It affects the nest and the way the nests are laid. I'm serious. We don't want to attract them up off the beach.
Why are they attracted to the light? Are they looking
like a poltergeist? Why they say Carol Ann, don't go go to the light.
They think the turtle Carol Ann is in the light and they're trying to go to the light?
Right.
There's peace and serenity in the light.
It is true. Lighting on shore can cause turtle hatchlings to become disoriented and wander inland where they can die of dehydration or they can be preyed upon by other animals. So that is why they try to minimize artificial light as part of turtle conservation in Florida. It's a real thing.
Boy, they think of everything down there, don't they?
They sure do.
Have you seen the turtles migrating here recently? I think a lot of them must have hatched recently and grown up to the point, because the baby ones might always be moving around.
Where'd you see that? See, I saw that too.
Red-eared sliders. I've been seeing them around the house. Like, no, I think now is the time they're like big enough and they're starting to like go places, because they probably hatched, in the last few weeks?
Yeah, you have some
months,
you have some wetland behind you too, right?
Yeah. Oh, they're everywhere. I don't mind
a
turtle.
On a road or two.
You know, the snakes I got no use for, but a turtle? Who didn't mind a turtle?
Be careful how you pick them up. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mess with a turtle.
Not a snapping one.
I'm not going to grab it by the neck. What do you mean?
Don't grab a terrapin.
No, I'm not going to grab a snapping turtle, but a red-eared slider.
All right. Get ready for some Bruins coaching talk next. These guys are ready to
I
go.
I thought they were going to do more look. Cookie talk on Felger and Mazz today.
So Big Jim was chatting our ear off about.
Yeah. As first time we ever seen Big Jim come in.
Capello's producing today, people.
Politics! Yes!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.